Shalom to all. Today's office is Matzei Daf Nun Hey. We are starting about the 14th line with the words Tanik Vasid Rav Shubin Levi. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sara Basri Yaakov Maisha Hernish Shama Shadav Nolia Lilu Nishmas Mars Freidichai Bela Basri Yitzchak Svi Hernish Shama Shadav Nolia. So we discussed Shitas Rav Shubin Levi regarding redeeming Hektish, that only when redeeming a Hektish Rishon, the original item that was made Hektish, does one have to add on a fifth. But when redeeming Hektish Sheni, the item that was used to redeem the original one, one does not have to add a Chaimish onto that. So the Gemara tells us Tanik Vasid Rav Shubin Levi, we have breasts like Rav Shubin Levi. The breast tells us, let's say a person says, Parzu Tachas Parshal Hektish, this cow is in place of a Hektish cow, which means that he's redeeming a Hektish cow. Or he says, Talzu Tachas Talshal Hektish, this garment is in place of Hektish's garment. Hektish Padui, his Hektish is redeemed, Viyad Hektish Al Yoina, and Hektish has the upper hand. Meaning, let's say his cow was worth more than Hektish's cow, so Hektish gets to keep the extra. And let's say his cow is worth less than Hektish's cow, he has to fill in the remaining amount. But either which way, the Hektish is redeemed. However, let's say the person said, Parzu B'chamesh Slime Tachas Parshal Hektish, this cow, which is worth 5 slime, is in exchange for the Hektish cow. Or if he said talzu b'chamesh slime tachas talas shehektish, this talas that's worth 5 slime is in place of the hektish talas. So hektish padui, his hektish is redeemed, and that's even if hektish is not worth 5 slime, he has to make up the remainder amount, but it's still redeemed. And here's right for Rav Shubin Levi: al hektish rishon ma'asav chaimesh, al hektish sheni in ma'asav chaimesh. He only adds on a fifth hektish rishon to the original hektish, but not hektish sheni. And also another mishnah: I know arba kasef. I know is 4 kasef when there's 24 kasef in a sella. Furthermore, about taino shtei kasef, taino is 2 kasef, which means in order to be chayav a shvuah of ma'ad miktas, the original claim which is being partially admitted to and partially denied must be at least 2 kasef va'ayda, and when the person is admitting to only part of it, shava pruta yasimet to shava pruta. Lastly, the Mishnah tells us chamesh pruta saying there are 5 things that all are tali on a pruta. Ha'ayda shava pruta. We had just said that if a person is going to be chayv shvuah amad miktas, he has to admit to at least a pruta. Va'yishmas kadesh b'shava pruta. In order to be kadesh a woman, it has to be done with at least a shava pruta. Va'nanim shava pruta mina hektish ma'al. If a person had hana of at least 1 pruta from hektish, so then he's over meila. Amaytei shava pruta chayv lahachres. If a person finds something worth a shava pruta, he has to announce it. If a person stole at least a shava pruta from his friend, he swore to him falsely that he doesn't have it, and then it turns out that he does. He has to go after him, even if his friend's in madai, meaning even if he's very far away, he has to bring that actual item to him and hand it over, and he's not allowed to send it with a shliach. And that we learned about in Maseches Baba Kama. So Gemara asked on the first part of the Mishnah Taninu Chad Zimno. We learned this earlier. That I know is 4 kasef when 24 kasef make up a sella, and that's a total of a sixth of the sale. So as the Mishnah needed to tell us that I know is arba kasef. The Gemara answers, you're right, that's not the chiddush. Really, the chiddush is the next line, 2 kasef, and the ayda has to be 1 pruta. As the Gemara Hanami Tanina, we also learned that in the Mishnah. We have a Mishnah that tells us, shvuah sadayanin, in order to mechai v'shvuah by the yanim, that you were mad v'miktas, hatanish techasev ayda shav pruta. So what do we need to say in our Mishnah for? The Gemara says, you're right, the whole beginning of the Mishnah is not a chiddush, and it's really that seifa sri chalei. The whole next part of the Mishnah is the chiddush, diktoni chamish prutis hein, and that says that there's 5 different things that all have to do with a pruta, and therefore we mentioned all these things as a lead up to those, but really it's the last part of the Mishnah which is important. So now we focus on the last part of the Mishnah, chamish prutis hein v'chulu. Ask the Gemara, v'lesi nami ha'ina pruta. Why don't we say that ha'ina is a pruta? As long as we're 6 and he mischarged by pruta, so that's ha'ina right there. Why don't we say that in Mishnah? Rav Kahana, answers, Isai Samaris, this must tell us that ha'ina no prutas. There is no din of ha'ina for prutas. The minimum amount of ha'ina is based off of an Isser, and an Isser is 8 prutas. And since ha'ina is a 6th, that means the minimum ha'ina is a little bit more than a pruta, and that's what we learn from our Mishnah. However, Levi Amar, Levi says, Yesh al nil prutas, there actually is enough for prutas. And v'chein tana Levi Masnisei, Levi taught in his own braisa, chamish prutas hein, there are 5 things that the minimum is a pruta, ha'ina pruta. So we see right over here, he's gairus ha'ina is a pruta, v'ayda pruta, and ha'da is a pruta, v'kedusha isha pruta, and in order to be kadosh a woman, one must use something that's at least a pruta, v'gazal pruta, one's chai for stealing if it's at least a pruta, v'shivas ha'dayana pruta, and dayanam are going to sit and judge a case if it's at least a pruta. Now we see from here that Levi has a braisa that teaches 5 things, not the same 5 things that were taught in our Mishnah. So now we ask, Vitana Didan, my time like Tani Shivas Hadayanin, why didn't our Tana and our Mishnah teach Shivas Hadayanim that Dayanim are willing to get together for Din Tyra on a Pruta? The answer is Tanali Gazel, because we taught Gazel, a case of stealing is on a minimum of Pruta, and that's the same thing of Shivas Hadayanim. Ask more Mila Tani Gazel, Victani Aveda, didn't we teach Gazel on our Mishnah, and we also taught Aveda, and it seems to be that Gazel and Aveda are the same thing. So why mention both Gazel and Aveda? The more answer is Hanichas Shichale, these are both necessary. We have to teach Gazel and Aveda, even though Shivas Hadayanim could be included in Gazel, but Aveda cannot be included in Gazel. And why is that? Because Gazel, what's that teaching us? If a person steals a shava pruta from his friend, and he swore to him falsely that he doesn't have it and really does, he has to bring it directly to the person whom he stole it from, even if the guy is all the way in Madai, a very far away place. And Aveda, what's that teaching us? If a person finds an Aveda which is worth at least a shava pruta, he has to announce it, even if it went down value to less than a shava pruta in the interim, he still would have to announce it. So therefore, our Mishnah does have have to mention Gezel and Aveda separately, but Yeshivas Hadayanim could be included in Gezel. Asking Rav Levi, my time Aloy Tani Aveda Pruta, why didn't Levi teach the case in his Brisa of Aveda that it has to be at least a Shavu Pruta? The Gemara answers Tanalei Gezel. That's because he teaches Gezel, and he includes Aveda in Gezel. Asking Rav Mila Ketani Gezel Vektani Yeshivas Hadayanim, well then didn't he also teach Gezel, and he also taught Yeshivas Hadayanim? So why can't Yeshivas Hadayanim be included in Gezel just like Aveda is? The answer to that is Yeshivas Hadayanim. There's a specific chedesh in Yeshivas Hadayanim. Lafigum is Rav Katina. It's excluding Rav Katina. Dharma Rav Katina. Rav Katina says Bezin is kalkan afil lapachs mishavu pruta. The Bezin will sit together. They'll judge a case even for something that's worth less than a shavu pruta. And Levi holds dafka not. It has to be at least a shavu pruta. And that's why he singles out Yeshivas Hadayanim. The Gemara continues asking Levi my time like tani hekdesh. Why didn't Levi mention like our Mishnah does hekdesh has to be at least a shavu pruta? The answer is b'chulin kamayir bekachim like kamayiri. He's only talking about chulin and not kachim. Asking Gemara fine. So el atani didan the kamayir bekachim. Our Tana, which is talking about kachim, and it's the Meiser of Pruta. Why doesn't he also mention that Meiser Sheni is a minimum of a Pruta in order to redeem it? So the Gemara answers, that's because Kamanda Amar, the Tana of our Mishnah, is like the following, Ein Mechum Shai Pruta, that we can't redeem Meiser Sheni even if it's more than a Pruta, because its Chaimish has to be a Pruta. So even though the Meiser Sheni itself is worth a Pruta, since the Chaimish is not a Pruta, we're not going to redeem it. So that's why it doesn't fit in our Mishnah. Asking Gemara, fine, Velesni Chaimish Meiser Pruta, say that the Chaimish of Meiser has to be a Pruta. The Gemara answers, Bekarno Kamayri, Bechaimish Lai Kamayri. Our Tana is only talking about the Karen, the principal amount, and not the Chaimesh. So we're just explaining our Tana and Levi. And we continue discussing Gufo stated Amar of Katina, which is quarter of Katina saying, Bezin is kalkan afil apachs mishavu pruta. The Bezin will be niskak to a case, meaning they're going to get together and they're going to sit on a case, even if it's less than a shavu pruta. But must Rav, Rav asks the following question, Pasuk that says, Ve'is asher chatim ena kodesh yishalim, that which he sinned in regards to kodesh, he shall pay. Now what's the actual word of es tell us? Non hayom beis on top, l'rabbis apachs mishavu pruta le'shavoin. This includes even less than a shavu pruta for returning, meaning if a person was mile behektesh, with even less than a shavu pruta, he's chayev. What do we learn from here, though? L'kaidesh ena v'la hedyet lai. This is only when we're talking about a hektesh, but not in regards to hedyet. So we see that if it didn't tire on something less than a shavu pruta, Bezin is not going to sit and judge that case. The Gemara says, you're right, Eli Itmar, Hachi Itmar. If there was a statement in regards to Bezin judging less than a shavu pruta, this is really what was said. Amar of Katina, Rav Katina said, Im huskak Bezin l'shavu pruta, if Bezin already started sitting on a case that was a shavu pruta, let's say Reuven was tevei a shavu pruta from Shimon, so Bezin got together and they started judging that case, Garmin they'll conclude the case, meaning they'll continue afilu pachas mishavu pruta even on less than a shavu pruta, meaning tchilas hadin be'in on shavu pruta gemar din lo be'in on shavu pruta. In the beginning of the din tyra, in order to get the dayanim to come and sit down and start judging it, it has to be on at least a shavu pruta. But in order to have the dayanim continue to judge more cases, it could be on even less than a shavu pruta. For example, if Shimon counter tainud from Reuven less than a shavu pruta, since the dayanim were already sitting down for Reuven's taina, they're going to continue and discuss Shimon's taina even though it's less than a shavu pruta. And once we're on the topic of chaimish, we continue. The Mishnah says chamisha chomshen hein. There's five different situations a person's going to have to add on a chaimesh. Elohim, these are them, and we already had many of them before. Haichal truma, if a person ate truma, so he has to pay not only the truma, but also a chaimesh. Utrumas meiser, if he ate trumas meiser, he has to pay the karen and the chaimesh. Utrumas meiser shal demai, if he ate trumas meiser of demai, which means he ate trumas meiser that was separated from demai, which is produce that's a suffix, whether or not he even had meiser separated, even though what he ate was only a suffix, he still has to pay a chaimesh. Vachala, if he ate chala, vabikurim, if he ate bikurim, first fruit. Meiser chaimesh, he has to add on a chaimesh. If he redeems Neter Avai, which is the fourth year growth of fruits from a tree, as be eaten in Yerushalayim like Meiser Sheni, but also could be redeemed. So if a person is redeeming his own Neter Avai, Meiser Sheni Shalai, or if he's also redeeming his own Meiser Sheni, Meiser Chaimish, he has to add on a Chaimish. Furthermore, Hapaitas Hekdeshai, if a person redeems his own Hektesh, Meiser Chaimish, he has to add on a Chaimish. Also, Hanan Shavapruta from a Hektesh, if a person has Hana of at least a Shavapruta from Hektesh, that's called Me'ila, Meiser Chaimish, he has to add on a fifth to that as well. Bakazel Chaver Shavapruta from Ishbalai, Meiser Chaimish, if a person steals at least a Shavapruta from his friend, and he swore to him falsely, and then later on it turns out that he lied, he has to add on a chaimish to that as well. Now the Gemara tells us, Amar Rava says, Kasha Leli Rebbe Lazar, Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. Rebbe Lazar asked on the part of our mission of Trumas Meiser Shel Demai the following question, V'chi also Chacham Chazak L'Dvarim K'shel Taira? Did the Chacham strengthen their words like we're dealing with a Dairaisa? When we're talking about Trumas Meiser, that's a Dairaisa, we understand that a person has to add on a fifth. And when we're talking about Demai, which one only has to separate Trumas Meiser Midirabanon, and still we're saying that you have to add on a fifth when eating that, it seems to be the Chachamim were also Chazak L'Dvarim K'shel Taira. They strengthened their words as if it was a Dairaisa. And we usually don't say that. So Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, he answers, Hamani Rameir he. Who's the town of our Mishnah? It's Rameir. Damru holds, Asu Chacham Chazak L'Dvarim K'shel Taira. That the Chachamim do strengthen their words, even though we're dealing with just a Drabbanon, they strengthen it like we're dealing with a Dairaisa. The Tanya of Bresa, it says, Hamevi Get Medina Sayam, if someone brings a get from overseas, he brings it from Chutz La'aretz to Israel, Nasnullah, he gave her the get, V'loyim R'la B'fayin Nechta B'fayin Nechtam, and he didn't say B'fayin Nechta B'fayin Nechtam, that it was written and signed in front of me, which he's supposed to say, and then she gets married based off of this get, Yaitzi, she has to leave that marriage, and if she had a child, Vavlad Mamzer, that child's a Mamzer. Devar Melech Mer's opinion. Chachamim and Chachamim say, in a Vlad Mamzer, the child's not a Mamzer. Ketzad Yasa, so what should the fellow do? Yidlanu Mimena, he should take the get away from her, V'yachzer Yitnanola B'fnei Shnayim, and then he should give it to her again in front of two people, V'yarmelan tell her B'fanech L'fanech Tam, and he's taking care of the issue. Now here focusing on Shitas Rav Meir, Rav Meir, Mishum Deloyar Melech B'fanech L'fanech Tam, Yotzi V'Vlad Mamzer, according to Rav Meir, just because he didn't say B'fanech L'fanech Tam, which is just exerted to Rabbanon, she has to leave that marriage, and if she'd already had a child based off this new marriage of hers, the child's a Mamzer? How does it make sense? And the answer is that in, yes, Rav Meir L'Tamei, Rav Meir's L'Shitasai. Tom Rav Amnuna Mishmei de Ula, Rav Amnuna says the name of Ula, Oimer Hayu Rav Meir, that Rav Meir says, Kol Mishanim B'Tamei Shetam V'Chom B'Getin, anyone who changes from what the Chom decided has to be done by a get, Yotzi, she would have to leave that marriage if she got married based off of this get, Vavlan Mamzer, and the child's a Mamzer. So we see that even when we're dealing with the Drabanon, the fact that a person has to say B'Fayinech L'Fayinechtam, Rav Meir says the Chomim were Mechazik Divrim Kishel Taira. Sarah Mishas Rav Meir. However, Masar Rosheshes asks on this. We have a mission that talks about Master Sheni of Demai, which again is only Midrabanon, and that its Kedusha was transferred onto money. So Mishnah tells us as follows: Machalon Oisa Kasef al Kasef, we can take that money, which has Kedusha's Master Sheni of Demai, and transfer it onto other money. And this is silver money over here because we're using the word Kasef, Nechashes al Nechashes, or copper onto copper, Kasef al Nechashes, or it could even be silver onto copper, Nechashes al Peiros, and it could even be copper back onto Peiros. We know that when dealing with regular Master Sheni, once the original produce was transferred onto money, one's not allowed to transfer back onto produce until it gets to Yerushalayim. But by Maaser Sheni of Demai, we're Mekel, that he's allowed to take those copper coins and transfer their Kedusha onto Peiros. And not only that, V'yachzer Yiftes HaPeiros, he's even allowed to go and redeem those Peiros and put the Kedusha back onto money. Devar Meir, that's our Meir's opinion. But however, Chambar and Chambar argue, and they say that once he transferred the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni of Demai from the copper coins onto money, Yalu Peiros V'yachzer Yerushalayim, he has to take those Peiros up and eat them in Yerushalayim. As we see there, of Meir is Mekel by Maaser Sheni of Demai, the L'chatchil will allowed to transfer the Kedusha of this Maaser Sheni of Demai from silver onto copper. And we continue developing the question, are we allowed to be Machal, Maaser Sheni, silver onto copper? In Batanan, we have a different mission that says, Salash al Maaser Sheni Vishal Chulin Shinis Arvu. If we have two slime, one which is Maaser Sheni and one which is Chulin, and they got mixed up, we don't know which one is which. Maybe Masala Mice, he has to bring a sell's worth of mice, which is copper coins. V'armani says as follows, Kol Makam Sheshna Salash Maaser Sheni, whichever one of these silver slime is Maaser Sheni, Mechulal Samais Halalu, it should be Mechulal onto these copper coins, Ubaris Ayafa Shebahen, and then he chooses whichever one is the nicer silver sella, Mechalei Aleha, and then he retransfers the Kedusha from these copper coins back onto this very nice silver one. Nun Vavam Alf on top. Why does he have to do this? Because they said, Mechalon Oisa Kazval Nechayshes Midaychuk, the ones only that I transfer the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni from silver onto copper, Midaychuk, if he's stuck and he has nothing else to do. Lashi Ekaim Kane, not that he's allowed to leave it like that, he's not allowed to leave the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni on the copper coins, Elisha Chazer Mechalon Al Kesef, it's just that he has to be remechal them onto Kesef, onto silver. He's doing that using the copper coins as the medium. At any rate, what do we learn from the second mission we just quoted? That we're allowed to be mechalal from silver onto copper, midaychek. Midaychek in, shalom midaychek loy. Only if he's pressed into it, he's stuck, he has no other way out, he's allowed to do so. But l'chatchil, he's not allowed to do that. And so we see clearly that loy asu chizik l'divrayim k'shal tayra. Because the first mission, which was talking about Maaser Sheni of Demai, said that l'chatchil, we're allowed to transfer from silver onto copper. But when we're dealing with regular Maaser Sheni, which is the actual midaraisa, we're not allowed to transfer from silver onto copper unless we're stuck. Question on Shitas Rav Meir. So Rav Yosef, he comes along to answer, even though Rav Meir is Megal when we're talking about being paid the Maaser Sheni of Demai, Machmer Bachilosoi, he's Machmer when it comes to eating Demai, which is what our mission was talking about, Trumas Maaser of Demai, there he's very Machmer. And how do we know this? It's a tiny, because your best it says, Loi Tiru Limkar Demai, the Chum did not allow anyone to sell Demai without taking Maaser off of it, El Sitain Bavad, the only one that they allowed was a Sitain, a wholesaler. Demai, he doesn't have to take Maaser off of it beforehand, and the person who buys it from him is the one that has to separate Maaser, Ubal Bias, but when we're dealing with Ubal Bias, meaning a person who's not a seitan, he's not a wholesaler, he's a retailer, either which way, it doesn't make a difference if he's selling in large quantities, like a wholesaler, or if he's just selling in small quantities, like a retailer, he would have to take off Meister before he sells. That's Rav Meir's opinion. It doesn't make a difference who's selling. He could sell and send to his friend, or give it as a present, and he doesn't have to be chayshesh. So you see from here very clearly that Rav Meir holds, when we're talking about eating demai, that we're very machmir, that a regular person who's selling Demai has to make sure that he separates Meiser beforehand because a person who's buying it from him might not separate Meiser and then he's going to end up eating Demai without having the Meiser taken off. And therefore, we have no steer in Shitas Rav Meir. In our Mishnah, since we're talking about Trumas Meiser of Demai, Rav Meir holds Asu Chazik L'Divrim Kishal Taira. But his other Mishnah that we quoted when we were talking about Meiser of Demai and being paided from silver onto copper, since that's just talking about Pidyon and that's not talking about eating it, Rav Meir's Mekel. We're going to stop here for the day and it's really right in the middle of the discussion and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this whole Sugya and Shitas Rav Meir. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.